just drive you out of your mind. Instead, understand that you are a source energy being who has become so much more than you can perceive, and that part of you is calling you, and when you go, you feel good, and everything else is irrelevant. Everything else is irrelevant.
Okay. And because of my own perception of things, there are times when I'm speaking with somebody and they are feeling very emotional about somebody who has left, and I suddenly feel that person right here, and the person asks me to... The person is always joyful, and they ask me to pass on a message. Sometimes the message makes sense to me, sometimes it doesn't, but it always makes sense to the person that I'm passing the message on to.
And does the message say, I'm dead, I'm happy, get over it?
Pretty much.
That's the message that they're all given. Hey, get over it.
It's usually, I am so happy, I'm fine, I love you, all is well. And sometimes they'll pass on something.
Well, that's a kinder translation, yes.
Yeah, something like that. And but I can't do that for people I know. Is it because I'm just too emotionally involved?
Yes, not emotionally involved, not only emotionally involved, that's a good way of saying it, it's because you know too much about the human, physical, vibrational characteristics of them, so you don't have access to the other part of them.
All right.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
You've tuned yourself so much to this frequency of them that you can't hear this frequency of them. You could. It's just not as easy. And here's the thing. There are a lot of people who... It's sort of like when you first learn to read. You want to read. You want to read. And when you begin to read vibration, you want to read vibration. We just want you to remember that when you tune to who you are, you don't want to read all vibrations. You don't have a responsibility to be the translator for all vibrations. And what happens, and the reason we're having this conversation, is because in some cases, if your desire to translate... Let's say that you're visiting with a friend, and that friend has just experienced what they're calling the loss of someone that's important to them. So they're in this painful place. So they don't have access to who their dearly departed really is right now. They don't have access to that. They only have access to how they remember. And that's what's active around you. So as you're having the conversation with them and they're offering that vibration and you still have some residuals of that going on within you, now that's the vibration that's activated within you, but it's not what you want. It's the same thing that we said earlier when Esther couldn't reach her father as he really was because she was so full of vibrational memory of who he had been. She couldn't access who he now was.
Okay. And that's so, why the people who come to me are people I don't even know or didn't know when they were here.
Well, you can do whatever you want in your translating experience. We would like to speak on behalf of all beings who are now departed from what you call physical and have now reemerged into non-physical. Uh-huh. And we would collectively like to say to all of you that you are an extension of that which we are. And trying to figure us out from your human thought perspective will drive you out of your minds. And you will conjure all sorts of irrational religions in order to make your version of that which we are make some sort of sense. When what you're really wanting to do is find the vibrational essence of who you are and then understand from a knowing perspective who we are. In other words, there is nothing more delicious than to be in vibrational alignment with the source within you and having your mother or the mother of a friend flow through you in this joyful moment and share this moment with you.
It feels wonderful when it happens.
Frequently, Esther will feel rapturous goosebumps all over her as she realizes that someone that she never knew, that this person that she's talking to did know, is now taking this opportunity through this open vortex to share this moment in time. Okay. There is nothing more delicious than that. And don't, so that means all you got to tend to is your own vortex.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Tend to your vortex and let whatever is pure positive energy flow through you at the appropriate times. But don't try to make it happen.
Oh, I don't.
That's right. Well, you are a little bit.
Am
when
I?
You are a little bit when you're saying I can't do it with this person and
oh,
I can't
okay.
do it
yeah,
with this
I
person.
Did try